Hello, this is Monsignor Schadl with Monsignor's Musings for Easter Thursday, April 16th. My way of keeping in touch with you during this period of isolation because of the pandemic. I want to give a shout out this morning to Vogel Appliance. Vogel Appliance helped us avert a major catastrophe here at the rectory this morning. Our ice maker stopped working. What to do? Can we get it repaired before cocktail hour? Vogel's Appliance came to the rescue. They were here before noon. So I recommend Vogel Appliance to you. 317-844-1100. 317-844-1100. Thank you, Vogel Appliance. You helped us avert a major catastrophe. Well, here we are on Thursday, not much different, but you know, our national leaders and some of our church leaders are kind of talking about reopening our country and getting back to something normal.
Happy days are here again, the skies above are clear again. Let us sing a song of cheer again. Happy days are.
Well, that's nice, but I don't think that's the way it's going to be. It's going to have to happen gradually, as our officials have told us. I was on a business call this morning with some business leaders, about a dozen Catholic business leaders, and they were saying the same thing, that it's not immediately going to get back to the way it was, and maybe it never will. But reopening the country, reopening the economy, is going to be gradual. You know, it's the same way, it seems to me, with our church life. Yes, the Bishop of Las Cruces, New Mexico, for example, today, Thursday, Easter Thursday, is lifting the prohibition of public masses. But the situation in Las Cruces, New Mexico, is a lot different than it here is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Not going to be the same. You know, I think even if we reopened our school on Monday, we wouldn't have 600 children here. Several parents, I'm sure, would be a little bit uncomfortable yet with their youngsters being around all the other 599 students. So attendance would not be the same, and learning would not be the same either. The same way is true with masses. Once we are able to gather for public masses again, it's not going to be quite the same, certainly not for a while. Will we need fewer masses because fewer people are attending? And don't forget, for most masses, we need about, at least 25 or 30 lay ministers, including the choir, the lectors, sacristans, and so on and so forth. Many of them may not be able to serve in their ministry for various reasons. And not everybody is going to feel comfortable going back to church. So, should we have a different mass schedule? I guess, on the other hand, should we have twice or three times as many masses as we used to? Because we'll have to be 6 feet apart in the pews. Who knows what that's going to be? We're going to discuss that at Parish Council next Tuesday. And I invite you to think about it. I talked with the leaders of our parish council at our executive meeting. The officers are Judy Palmer, Jeff Whiting, and Nick Beckman. We talked about this very thing. What shall we do about resuming liturgy and so on? What are the ins and outs here at St. Luke and probably in every other Catholic parish? You know, if you have some thoughts, you can always give your thoughts to the pastoral council by email. The email address for our parish council is pastoralcouncil, all small letters, at stluke.org. If you have some thoughts about what we shall do, how we shall handle it when we are able to hold public liturgies again, share those thoughts with the council, hopefully before Tuesday when we have a virtual meeting. In the meantime, let's move forward, trusting in the providence which so far has never failed us. May Almighty God bless you all, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.